There is a podcast brewing that's about to take over podcasting for good. The only podcast that you are going to need to tune into day in, day out, is the Member Guest Podcast.
If I can hit it down the middle of the fairway, that's great. But again, with the driver right now, the driver sucks.
John Daly, and you're listening to the Member Guest Podcast. Rippin', rippin'.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to our first annual holiday shopping guide episode. I thought of that idea to open the episode with some Christmas music. And we're glad to be here, folks. Actually, it was Jordan's idea, and I said it was terrible, and then I did it. But hey, we're glad to be here tonight, folks. This episode, we hope you'll share with friends, with families, with mom, with dad, with your other dad. We're hoping to go ahead and share some ideas for that golfer that's in your family, who you love dearly.
Or yourself.
Or yourself.
Because you
want to go
that.
Self-shopping about things to potentially buy that golfer that are recommended by your friends here at the Member Guest Podcast. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to go by price point tonight. We'll go low to high. And we're going to start with gifts that are around $100, okay? $100 or under. And we're going to kind of go around the horn, throw out some ideas from the guys. I think all of us have pretty good, what I would call stees, if you will, right?
Riz.
So some riz around the table is nails. And, you know, these are gifts we'd buy for ourselves. These are gifts that we do buy ourselves. We don't tell our wives that we buy these gifts. We put them on a separate credit card. We don't show them the account. We don't share them the information. We buy these things for ourselves. And so, if they're gifts we'd buy for ourselves, they're gifts we would recommend that you buy for that loved one in your life. Jamie Rue in the podcast studio tonight joining us. And I got to say something about Jamie. Jamie's the best gift giver that I know. Okay. I mean, the guy, if you haven't gotten a gift from Jamie Rue, you don't know him. Okay. All right.
It's pretty much impossible. If you haven't gotten a gift from me, just text me.
Just text him. Just
this
add him on
address.
Facebook. Add him on LinkedIn and some will show up at your door. Okay.
Oh, it's your half birthday. Here you go.
So under $100, I'm going to go with the first one here. And look, here's one that's a bit of a wrinkle. Okay. A great gift for the holiday season. I like opening up a nice batch of a dozen or two dozen fresh golf balls. That's a great gift. Caveat, I don't like opening TaylorMade X's when I play a Pro V1X. Mm. Okay, so one little tip here. Go into your golfer friend's bag, see what kind of golf balls are in there, and buy that golf ball. It's really important to buy the ball the person plays, especially if they're a serious golfer. A lot of folks can be very particular about the balls
and
they
play. And it's your lucky day if there's 10 different balls.
Yeah.
Because that means you can just go buy whatever.
That's right.
That is true. Don't try to save the $8 and get one different model of Titleist or something like that. Just get whatever they have.
Yeah, we're at the $50 to $100-ish mark. There's no balls out there. You can't get...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just buy the ball they play if possible. I play a Pro V1X, Sarah, a Pro V1X. Again, that is a Pro V1X. Those are available in all stores. Three dozen would probably be a good start.
Titleist Pro V1X.
So golf balls. Golf balls are a great
gift.
Can I
go next so that nobody steals my ideas again?
Absolutely.
In this episode? The Pro Sender. I think everybody needs to, if you're looking for a training aid to get the golfer in your life, if you're looking to get them a training aid or if they want a training aid, the Pro Sender is the best one. I mean, it's like, I don't know what the price is now. When I got it, it was $19.99, like the typical, you know, Costco, they get you with the just under 20. I think they might be $29.99 now, but
I
still
think they're way more than that.
Really?
They're like $80.
Yeah. I think maybe like 80 to buy. They might even be more than 100.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I was early on the Pro $19.99 for that.
Guarantee it. Actually, I don't guarantee it, but at the time it was cheaper than it is now. I saw the price went like way up for the holidays, but
expensive.
still totally worth it.
P-R-O-S-E-N-D-R?
Yep. And it can just literally fit in somebody's golf bag. It's really small. It's like the size of your hand.
$169.99.
Yeah, $170. Jordan already. Yeah. You didn't pay $19.99.
They were 20% off for Black Friday.
My guess is it was
this is going on our worst takes episode.
I'm guessing it was probably $99.99.
Did you get like the Pro Sendy? That's like a knockoff version from
don't even, are you looking at your American Express statement right now? We trust. We can go back to
it. I would love to see. I would love to see how much their price has gone up.
Okay.
Like actually.
Yeah.
I'm going to go next.
Go ahead, Tones.
Mine, I don't think will be misunderstood from price point, but I do think it's something that every golfer really, really values.
Classic tees.
No. maybe like 3 or 4 brand new gloves.
Mm. Yeah, I think so.
That's a good one.
Another one.
It's kind of like getting socks for Christmas, like, right? Yeah. Like you're never not going to love socks.
That's right. Everybody loves putting a brand new golf glove on.
You know
on
what gloves are cool too? The G4 ones that are colored. Like it's kind of fun.
100%. Oh yeah, they've got
the Asher golf ones. If you guys ever looked at
Asher golf. These are Asher golfs.
They make amazing. They're really, really cool. Lots of different cool colors. Like that, like you can get a 3-pack for $75, I think.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a G4 guy myself, unless I get some from
Bernardi. I was going to say another idea here in that $100 price range, Bubba Whips.
Ooh. I love those.
Great gift idea.
Great
Bubba
idea.
Bubba Whips are awesome gifts. They're wooden alignment sticks.
Friend
Bubba
of the
Whips,
pod. Friend of the pod.
Yep.
Bubba Whips are amazing gifts. What else we got, boys?
At Nardi Putters and Swanee's Apparel.
Hashtag. for $100, I would start investing in Bose. And what I would say is buy the Bose SoundLink speaker. It's square. It attaches to a bag really nicely because it's got this rubber thing on the back. And then the cool thing about having a speaker on a road trip isn't necessarily only playing on the golf course, but for the fire pit and the hang, mm-hmm. having speakers around. And I always take 2 speakers incidentally on the road, because if you get the Bose Connect app, you can connect the 2 speakers and play them in party mode or in stereo mode. So you take the SoundLink Micro and then take one of their bigger ones and then you put them either side of the fire pit and it sounds money.
Party
mode is always better. But it's just cool to be able to hook up a couple of them. But that thing lasts a long time and I think it's a good price point.
Multiple rounds.
Because it's $99.99.
Yeah, that's a great, great one. Another idea, and yeah, this episode is brought to you by our friends at Swanee's Golf. Swanee's Golf Apparel, it's holiday season. Right now, I am wearing the Swanee's hoodie. I got to tell you, it's an elite piece of cloth, okay? Really recommend the Swanee's hoodie. Great gift for the holidays. Great gift for the family and friends. If you're going to go with a gift, I might be a little controversial here. I'm going to go no golf shirt, no polo. Polo, you know, it's a little bland, a little boring. Go with a quarter zip. Go with a hoodie. Hoodies are in now. Go with a vest, right? An outerwear piece of clothing, you know, going to get you right in that $100 price range. That's going to be a great gift for the holiday season.
Couldn't agree more.
Yeah. Golf, another thing, you can't have enough golf beanies, right? Am I right about that? Golf beanies are great for the winter season, great to wear in the off season, great to wear in the spring when it's cold, in the fall when it's chilly. Get a beanie for the boy. And it looks like Johnny Rue here wants to throw some ideas out.
Yeah, I've got another one I just want to throw in the mix. I'm going to kind of go off you, Andy, and then I've got one that's different. First, that's a little bit more unique. I think a good belt can make a great gift. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure what the brand is that makes most of them. And you guys will probably be able
Smathers
to tell me.
Smathers and Branson.
Is that kind of like where it has the knit look?
Yes.
And they've got like the course logos. They're incredible. I've had the same Windsong one for like 5 years and I wear it all the time. It's incredible. And compared to like, you know, a leather belt, that's just going to get worn out.
That's we're,
a good
we're getting probably through the $100 price point, which is cool though. Cause we can parlay. I can work with you here, Johnny. I'm going to throw something else out. Pair of golf shoes. Love golf shoes, right? How about a pair of FootJoy Premieres? Ooh. It's a classic golf shoe. They're about $200, right in that under $250 price point. That's a great gift. What do you guys got?
So I like where we're going. And the Premieres, is that the pair that you customized for Jamie that's got like the zebra looking print on the toe?
Yeah.
So like on that idea, the custom thing I think is super cool when it comes to golf stuff because it's hard to be unique. Well, not super hard, but very unique in that under 100, we're kind of going backwards a little bit, but custom box of balls, whether it's a logo or a phrase on there, something unique like that, whether it's someone you're getting it for your spouse or your friend or whatever. I've put some goofy stuff on golf balls. I know a lot of us have, and that's always a fun special gift. So
like that.
What price point are we at now?
Well, we were at 100.
Johnny hasn't even gotten 100 yet.
Johnny took us well over 100. Because Johnny, we know Johnny has expensive tastes. Member number 7, please.
007. Yeah. No, it's okay. No, it's what not. Did Johnny just say?
No, you're no, good. You're good.
A,
no, that, you're
yours
good.
Is a great one, Johnny.
Jamie Smatter got it. But we're
belly. From 1 to 250
we're
now?
We're 250 now. Yeah.
Yeah. So, so I we'll just start from
anything
here.
Anything under
so
250.
Anything under around in that neighborhood?
You know, I love a nice golf towel. Okay, the caddy towel.
What are we paying? $250?
Winston Collection has towels that are striped that are phenomenal. Love that. Love a caddy towel.
I'm 100%. I'm a Jones guy, so anything Jones is cool as can be. If you can get one of their, I think it's their Players One or Players Carry. It's got the big fat 70 strap on
oh,
it.
Oh yeah, that's a great bag.
Those bags are money in the bank. And then you can get them embroidered and customized. I like tone on tone. Mm. But if somebody's looking for a no-brainer gift, you get a Jones bag.
Jones bag. Seamus ball markers are really cool. Seamus also makes really cool head covers, like knit head covers that are really cool. So kind of love those things, which are kind of probably around the, you know, $100 price point. What's the other company that makes really cool ball marks? It's a putter company, I believe. With the donut ball mark. You know what I'm talking about, Tony?
Thinking about, oh yeah. Lamb
makes some really high end, really cool ball marks. You can also do a personalized touch on a ball mark. That's a great thing. Get something stamped.
I like where your head's at. The only piece about, head covers is I know that I like to set up my bag and I like to have it look a specific way.
Yeah.
Instead of like, and so somebody might get you a really thoughtful gift and you never use it because it won't fit with the way your bag looks.
With your stees.
Here's something in that neighborhood, depending on what you would like to do. Sydney did this for me one Christmas, so I remember it now. She got me a round at a course.
Great idea.
And kind of like, hey, go play with your boys or something like go play golf. I will do whatever, and go play here. So depending on where the course is or like if it's here in Minneapolis, right? Like if you got your significant other, round at Troy Byrne riding,
yeah.
Right? Like,
yeah.
You know, you can get away with that for like 100, 120 bucks.
You know, I think that's actually a really good idea, Jordan, and would lead me to another idea too, which is, you know, if you have young kids, you know, you're a married couple, get your husband or your wife, if she's the golfer in the family, get him an IOU for a weekend, right? Like I got the kids, you know, write it on a piece of paper, pick a weekend. You can go play golf. You can go do your thing. I think that's a cool gift, right? It's not monetary, really cool. But it's a commitment, you know, to let that person off for playing in the member guest this year. Right. Or wanting to play in that tournament that they never do. Cause they're always, you know, chasing kids around or doing whatever. So think about that one as well.
Someone wrote it once, and I don't think this should be, this is probably talking to our larger issue, but the coupon was a guilt free golf weekend or a guilt free golf thing.
Guilt free.
I don't think it should ever be guilty.
I'm saying you have to dig into something, but if that's the circumstance you have with your partner, that can be something that we can offer up because something maybe that's guilt free is great.
Yeah. What if you had a kid
maybe
or
you just had a child right. or something and you're exactly. like, hey, I'm going to be home more this summer, whatever. Guilt free trip.
Yeah.
Guilt
free. I think it's a great, great idea.
So 100 to 250 is where we're at, or we're going above that
yeah,
now?
Yeah. I think we're still kind of probably in that. We can go really wherever you want to go.
One thing?
Yeah.
Cause I like a lot of stuff.
Yeah. Let's throw anything out there, man. It's a holiday gift guide.
I think you've nailed everything so far. A really great top is a big, big deal. Now it can be personal, but you can't go wrong with anything from Grayson. Mm-hmm. And that's probably going to start getting you over the 250 though.
Yeah.
I don't really know about it, things under 250.
Well,
Johnny mentioned the Smathers and Branson belt. Those are roughly 160, 170 bucks for Smathers and Branson.
Peter Millar.
You can get one for under 100 bucks for something like that.
Holderness and Bourne makes a great shirt.
They're coming out with some great stuff. Yeah. I think they'll be big this year.
I'm partial, but I really like second to Swanee's would be Holderness and Bourne.
Yeah, second to Swanee's.
I don't have much of their stuff.
Great, Holderness and anything. Great stuff.
I think, you know, Ryan's talking about NIL. I think Ryan might be talking to them right now to wear their product.
Oh wow, that's cool.
Yeah.
So, you know, the other thing, I think Jordan has a little putting green over here, like a perfect putt out or perfect,
yeah, perfect putt.
Perfect putt. That's a couple $100. Great gift. You know, throw it in the office, throw it in the garage. I don't have one. If your significant other doesn't have one, you can always work on your putting at home. Keep some close to the house, right? I think it's called the perfect putt is a great gift for somebody for
yeah,
for
I've got holidays. Like, if I just look around at the training aids I actually use, that I don't think you can go wrong if you give to somebody who likes to practice or they're doing like winter stuff. The Lag Shot Golf is great.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a Lag Shot 7-iron. If you're looking for it, that actually is relatively cheap. It looks like a blue and black iron. It's really whippy. It helps you with your tempo. And you can just bring it to the range. You can just put it in your bag, just like a normal club, which is awesome. I already talked about the Pro Sender. Andy, you just talked about the putting mat. And then I have one more. I had one more laying around here. So it's the, what's like the thing that goes in between your forearms?
Smart ball.
Is that
a good one?
The smart ball in between your forearms is also really good too.
Yeah.
And relatively cheap. Another so idea, like four good training
if,
aids.
If your significant other has a favorite golf course, right? And this might be a little hard if it's private, but say they took a trip, you know, to Sand Valley or someplace they really liked and raved about, or Pinehurst, get online. Or if they went even better, if they went to Scotland or overseas, get online. Order a flag from that golf course. Go to Michael's, get it framed, wrap it up. There's nothing like having a nice framed golf flag for the golfer. I did it in my office. I've got six of them. They're like my favorite thing in the world to do to this day.
The flag is cool, and so are those course.
I was just going to say
you got
that.
Me one of those. So that's from Windsong, but same thing. If your significant other is a member at a club or maybe had a really memorable trip somewhere, you can go online and get like a watercolor painting or any type of like aerial view of that course. Really, really cool thing to frame. I was actually, in office.
I'm glad you pointed that out because those are really cool. There's a bunch of really cool artistic type pieces, whether it's really cool photography or, you know, like what you said about the course drawings. Those are really, really neat.
Those are Minnesota guys. You guys know that, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Are they?
The people who make those. Yeah.
Yes, they are.
Oh, that's awesome.
It's called the 19thholegolfshop.com.
Sweet.
Oh, that's really cool. Johnny.
Thank you for finding that because I didn't know. I didn't know what it was called.
I totally agree with that.
Yeah. Another idea for the golfer is like, you know, especially if you don't know if you can nail kind of their golf stees, go to, if they've been to Bandon, if they've been to Pinehurst, if been any of these places, go on the website, grab a hoodie, a sweatshirt, a t-shirt, you know, whatever, you know, casual apparel. It doesn't have to be golf stuff, right? It can be, you know, a sweatshirt, a t-shirt, a long sleeve shirt, like whatever. Crew neck, you know, sweatshirt. Bettinardi had a run of crew neck sweatshirts. I got one, you know, really cool stuff. Bettinardi's got a lot of cool apparel, you know, that's kind of around that $100 to $250 price point.
There's a golf publication that I think is a really, really cool gift too, called the Golfer's Journal.
Great idea.
If you were to get somebody a Golfer's Journal subscription for a year, depending on what level of subscription you get, I think it's can potentially be under $100. If you get the highest one where you get a really unique gift and some discounting off of other apparel online, it's something like $150 or $160. Mm-hmm. Well worth that amount. And it would be an unbelievable gift because just a really, really cool publication with great articles and even more amazing photography and just really cool stories in golf.
Yeah, it kind of makes up like a coffee table book vibe too for people that are concerned about the aesthetic in their house. It looks cool sitting around.
Yeah. Cause you get those magazines in the mail, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You get four of them a year and they're unbelievable.
Yeah.
We had a listener write in and correct you and I did not know this, but this could also be a potential gift idea. That's lower, priced $40, an annual subscription to gin.
Oh.
Is not free.
Oh, it's not free.
The reason we think it's free is because our club hosts it.
That's
and
true.
It gets baked into your cost.
Oh,
that is
so
true.
So you never see it if you're a member at a club, but before, I guess I was paying an annual fee. So $40 annual fee, hashtag keep a handicap.
Yeah.
One thing I wanted to mention that I like that we grabbed and I'd seen them once before, you know, you're warming up at a tournament invitational, whatever, and every single cup is taken. I love those little Bettinardi.
Yeah, those disc are cool. Cups.
Putting discs.
Yeah, disc they're putting discs. And they look like they can hang off of a bag. Yeah, you throw one down over here and one down over there, and you putt to those cups. I think those are an awesome idea. Mm-hmm. They're $25.
Yeah.
Bettinardi.com under gear and gifts. There's a whole load of stuff here.
Yeah, there's a lot of great
stuff. Yeah, Bettinardi does just like legit have good. Like if you just didn't know what to buy, like you could go there, just everything grab something cool. and your significant other would love it.
Those belts you're talking about, Johnny, $175 for price point. So you have an idea.
Yeah, those are cool.
What are someone's balling out? Do we have any
newer golfers, get your significant other a lesson. That's a great idea, right?
Yeah. If you're a lesson, you know, if you have a course close by, a lesson or two would go is just as valuable. You know, people will say, oh, I want a new driver. Well, that's like $500 or $600. You could get 4 or 5 lessons for that
amount. You know what? And now that you say that, I hear so many of my buddies say, God, I need to take a lesson. The hardest part about taking a lesson is one, finding someone to go to, two, paying for it, and three, showing up and kind of, you know, being that like guy that's like, hey, I really, but it's a little different if your significant other gets you a lesson for Christmas. Yep. And you're like, hey, I got this free lesson from whoever for Christmas. And now that might get that person kind of in that, like getting them to take that step they've always wanted to take. So that's a really good idea.
If we're going to balling out, I'm going to throw out really quickly a McKenzie golf bag, customized. Mm. You can go on the website. You can make it super custom. You can add a lot of touches to it. It's balling out. They're a couple $100, but they're so cool. They'll have it forever, literally for the rest of their life.
More than that.
No, you can get the nylon ones for like $400 or $500.
Oh, really? Are those, could those be a write-off for the Member Guest podcast?
I don't know.
If it's a Member Guest podcast, if we're being honest. Don't you have to make money to have a write-off?
Not for the first 3 years.
Okay. No, getting technical. Let's talk about golf.
How about flag bag?
You asked.
Flag bag. Oh, flag that'd be so cool.
That is you.
Flag bag?
Totally flag bag. But they take like a year to get.
That's fine. I'll still be golfing in a year.
Something that I want, just because I want one, is electric cart that Jordan has over there is, you know, I love walking when I play golf, but I strongly dislike carrying my bag.
Those things are so good. Johnny, can you grab the bat or just like look at what that brand is? Because it's the top brand. MGI. John Lewis,
MGI.
MGI. Yeah. The MGI electric cart.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Like it's the AT.
All terrain. John Lewis, shout out John Lewis from Winsong Farm, hit the nail on the head. Bang for your buck and just best golf thing he has ever purchased. It's I could not agree more.
It's a pretty spendy item, but this is something that this special person in your life will use for the rest of their golfing
career. Here's how you justify it. If you save buying a cart every single time, it's going to pay for itself in a season.
And you're walking. Sure.
I mean, you're walking.
You're getting exercise and all that.
Another one on this vein is a launch monitor. You can get a Rapsodo for a reasonable price.
I think Rapsodos are $299.
You know, you can get a small personal launch monitor. It's a great gift. It's a great thing to have. Golfers always going to have it.
A range finder.
Yeah, if they don't have a rangefinder or a golf watch is a really cool thing.
Beat me on that one.
Jamie, you're an expert. I don't have one, actually.
Jamie has
one. Sarah, Sarah, I don't have one.
I've had the...
Sarah, if you're listening,
if they went, back chronologically, I had the S62, I had the S60, I had the S50, and I had the one before that, too. And they've gone from lasting a round and a half to now lasting like 4 or 5 rounds.
Oh, wow.
And everywhere I've played in the world, there's only been one course that wasn't on there. Otherwise in Europe, they've been on there, in Scotland, they've been on there, in England, they've been on there, in Ireland, they've been on there. Every single course I played has been on there.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's, I don't know if it's in the realm of balling out, but it is a couple $100 is the, especially for us in Minnesota, the hand warmer, golf hand warmer.
Yeah, that's a good one.
I use mine 10 times a year and every time I use it, I'm so thankful I have it. And I just used it when I played, last week at Pioneer Creek when it was,
shout out to Pioneer Creek for opening up in December.
Do you think they're going to open again next week?
Let's play.
We were open 3 days last week.
Friday. They're going to be open next Thursday. I'm playing Friday.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. That's pretty cool.
It was bonus revenue for Pioneer Creek.
And shout out Beef. He did wear shorts and they asked us to take a picture and we all started taking our hats and gloves off so we didn't look like losers next to Beef is wearing shorts and a t-shirt. So you're like, oh yeah, no, we're tough too.
What else, boys? What else? What are other great holiday gift ideas? We're at any price point now. Look, are easy, but look,
yeah,
if you're going to get somebody a gift, get them a fitting.
Yes. I was going to say it's all about experience at this point then.
Yeah. It's right? All about experience.
I think the idea of the instructor is a great, really great one. You have to find an instructor that you think, is unique and doesn't teach all of the same way, and that your son, daughter, wife, husband would get along well with. The idea of a trip is obviously no brainer. Yep. If you can go ahead and plan something with a buddy of the person you're giving the gift to, I think it'd make it extra special, which is kind of what you're leaning on earlier. Mm-hmm. But I think an idea of them adding them onto something, onto a abandoned trip, onto something they don't know about would just be absolutely incredible. You're right.
Yeah. I mean, if you can find a way to encourage that special someone in your life to go on a trip, most memorable things in golfers going to spend time with your best buds on a golf trip.
Yeah. I think a piece of art too is cool. Like the beautiful framed picture of the course, right? Like, you know, just a big piece of framed art of like something that, you know, not like a generic golf course, unless they played it. Maybe they played Pebble Beach and they came back and said, Pebble Beach is my favorite place. You can go online. You can get a really cool piece of art to display in an office, in a house, something like that.
So go to archive22-store.com. Chandler Witherington, who used to be at Hazeltine, who hand draws all of the incredible posters for the US Open, the PGA Championship, the Ryder Cup. They're incredible.
Yeah. And they're super limited edition. He literally hand does them.
They're incredible. And he's a really, really good guy.
That's awesome, man. I mean, that should be a pretty solid starting point for somebody that wants to go shopping.
You know, there are other things, you know, for sure. You can't go wrong with a gift card to the golf store, right? You know, leave it in. Yeah, the other thing is, if you're a member at a club, call the club and get a gift card to the pro shop. People don't think you can do that. You can do that. You can get a gift card to your own pro shop. I think Sarah did it 1 year and I got billed for it. But
what's your member number? I don't know. It's under Andy kidding. Thomas. Just put it on there.
You know what? I've known on everybody. Yeah. Andy buys
number seven.
Like, I'd like to put a gift card on this account. Well, okay.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, no, it's great.
Well, thank you for the amazing episode kickoff too with the music.
And yeah, no, for sure.
It's an amazing idea. It was awesome.
Yeah. If you don't celebrate Christmas too, we're open to other experiences, you know, whatever your flavor is this holiday season. It's gift season for sure. And there's a million gifts out there in the golf world, for your loved one. So, hope this was helpful. Anything else, guys? Any last words?
I would like to say that we are almost a year into this thing. So
are we not over a year?
No, we technically started first week in January, New Year's Day. So
we were recording at this time, but we hadn't released
it.
It's a bad New Year.
Oh,
bad New Year.
1 year mark. That's a big deal. Yeah. So look, I mean, I'm thankful for me. Thankful for what I've done over the last year. And, wish you guys a very, very merry holidays and a merry Christmas.
Love you, boys.
Love you, fellas. So.
Love you guys, too.
Love you, Johnny.
Okay, bye.